Hello, lovely listeners, and welcome to Zero Waste Imperfectly. I'm your host, Sheila, and I am the owner of Life Essentials Refillery. Today is Earth Day, so happy Earth Day, everybody. This morning, we started off our day by going and doing a beach cleanup through Keep Tampa Bay Beautiful. It was AJ Polonis Park, and we spent about 2 hours out there, and we picked up about 42 bags of garbage, some shopping carts, a lot of clothing. It was a big cleanup. It was nice. Some 20 volunteers came out. It was a beautiful day. But today, since Earth Day, I want to talk to you about something that we just got approved for through the city of the Tampa. And it's called home biogas. And I had never heard about it. Someone had posted about it on Nextdoor. And it is this contraption. It looks like a giant black triangle inflatable thing. I don't even know what you'd call it as. It's not the prettiest thing, but what it does is really cool. So my dad used to work for a company that made generators that were at the landfill, and they would use the methane. They would landfills create methane gas, and then they would convert this methane gas into electricity and sell it back to the grid. So this is kind of a mini version of that. So with this giant contraption, the bottom's going to be filled with water, and the way you jumpstart all the activity that's going to create the methane gas is you put a natural fertilizer in there, like cow poop or something like that. There's all kinds of descriptions online. But you put that in there, and it starts this chain of activities that make your container, your home biogas, become active. And then the top of the triangle starts slowly filling with gas. And so throughout the course of using this contraption, you would put all your food and your yard waste into it, and you can put animal waste into it. Home biogas even has a toilet that you can add to it if you want to. We are not quite there yet. But yes, you can put human waste in there too. And so what it does, through while it breaks everything down, it creates this gas. And the home biogas, it's going to ship with a stove, a gas stove. So what you're going to do is you're going to put your waste in, it's going to produce gas, and then you're going to hook a gas line to this little stove. So we're going to put it in our outdoor kitchen. And then we could cook for approximately 2 hours a day with our own homemade biogas, which is super, super cool. And at the same time, so as you're adding more water, and you're supposed to put in the same amount as whatever waste you're putting in there that day, you add the same amount of water to it. So obviously, it's going to overflow at some point. And so that overflow is a liquid fertilizer, and you can use it, you have to dilute it, and then you can put it in your garden, or you can hook up a drip irrigation line to it so automatically it goes into your garden. But it's super cool and something I highly encourage you to check out. It's homebiogas.com. So just to run a quick run through, you put your food in, it creates methane, and which is a natural gas, and then you cook with it. It's super easy. So if you have used a system like this, I would love to hear from you, because I'm a little bit nervous about setting the whole thing up, because it is rather large and you have to put it in your backyard, and we're in the city of Tampa, so it's not like we have acreage to put it somewhere. It's going to be close to the house. They say it doesn't stink. So I'm excited to try it out, excited to hear what other people have learned from it and what they loved and didn't love about it. I would love to hear it all. So you can find us at all platforms at Life Essentials Refillery. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day, and happy Earth Day.